Hi there. Welcome to Day 5 of the No BS 2021 Plan Like a Boss Challenge. I'm Coach Julie. Day 5, time to complete the daily plan and assessment. We're in our planning spot. We've picked our planning time, and now is the time to plan your meal. So I generally use the actual No BS planner itself, where you order it from the website. But for today's purposes, I printed out the plan and the assessment page, and I planned on that so it'd be easier to hold up for you. So as you could see, I planned black coffee or an Americano, yogurt, granola, and berries for a hybrid late breakfast, early lunch. And then for dinner, I planned chicken stir fry with loads of veg and noodles. I put it that way because I don't know what vegetables are in my fridge right now, but I do know I have some to use up. So there's no rules here. Just plan and assess. So many of my one-on-one No BS clients say planning feels restrictive because they don't know what they're going to want for dinner, or they're thrown off by the things that pop up throughout the day. And I really want to dispel these myths once and for all, kind of. The choice is now. There's no restriction because we're here in our planning spot. Our habit brain is not in charge. We are not reacting to the things that happen to us during the day. We're not experiencing decision fatigue. We are fresh. We are ready. We are in the choosing mode right now. I also want to just say to you right this minute, don't bullshit yourself. If you're telling yourself a bunch of excuses about why you can't plan, we need to work on it. So if you're telling yourself things like you don't know what's in the fridge, or you're going to someone's house and you don't know what they'll be serving, or you're going to a restaurant and you don't know what you'll order, or something like you're traveling for work and you never know when your next meal is, I just want to tell you, you are a no BS woman. It is time to take responsibility for your choices. Time to tell yourself you do know. You know exactly what to do based on any given scenario. And let me give you some examples. If you know exactly what you're going to prepare for meals throughout the day, write that. If you're not totally sure, but you're pretty confident it's going to be protein, carb, veg, write that. If you're going to someone's house and you don't know what they're going to serve, then write doable hunger method, anything the host serves, only dissatisfied. If you're going out to a restaurant, you have lots of choices there. Look at the menu ahead of time and plan your order, or based on the restaurant type, like Italian food, plan your order, like pasta, Caesar salad, dessert, dissatisfied. I'm pretty sure there's no newly invented foods, so there's only so many choices. Unless you were in the long line for the Krona and didn't realize you were in line at a bakery, don't lie to yourself. You do know what to write on your plan. So let's just practice writing it. Also, it's really important to remember, this is not the moment to plan from your future self what you consider healthy foods. This is all about doable, my friends. It's what you actually will eat. If you're going to go to McDonald's drive-through today 3 times, I want you to write it. And if you normally plan for 4 pancakes and you're ready to only eat 3, I want you to write that too. There is no judgment here. This is all about what you are actually going to eat and what is doable for you. So now moving on a scale of 1 to 10, how doable is the plan today? 8 or better, you're good to go. If it's less than 8, you should probably go back to your plan and consider what changes you can make so that you can make your plan an 8 or better today. And to me, that's just re-honing in on your doable. My weight loss goal today is, and that's important to me because for me, I put 2 pounds, and I put because I'm halfway to my first big goal of 120 pounds. These 2 pounds are a step closer to my goal. Whatever goes here, you tell me your why. What might get in the way of following the doable hunger method today? Make a list of things you think that will get in the way. And then go back and remind yourself, those are your thoughts. Thoughts are optional. Those things do not have to get in your way. You could choose for them to not. The only thing that ever gets in your way is your own thinking. What can I tell myself just today to stay on plan? Well, so we know our thoughts cause our feelings, cause our actions. So I wrote, I can feel anything and that I will not eat in response to that feeling. What do you want to write? All right, my goals. So the goal section is something that I just love. I use the goal section for long-term life goals, this year's goals, this month's goals, this week's goals, this day's goals. And I think if you talk to each of us coaches, we probably all do it a little different. And that's what makes us the no BS woman that we are. I personally put no BS 365, which means I'm going to do the four basics. I'm going to journal. I'm going to get the water. I'm going to try for the sleep. I'm going to do it all every day. And so then my next goal, though, is dream big, which is like my boom goals. And those are like my huge goals. We're moving. I used to write, buy a house and move to this state. And now we have the house and we're moving to that state. So it's whatever your dream goals are, based on your weight, based on your life. Maybe it's career. Maybe it's travel. You don't have to restrict yourself here. You could just go for it. And then my third goal is self-development. And I write a lot about self-development because growth as a human is really important to me. And so that could be reading. It could be listening. It could be, you know, just any form of developing my mind and sort of the infrastructure of Julie. And why are these important to me? The no BS 365 is really important to me because it's proof of my daily habits changing. And dreaming big is evidence of me living my best life. And the self-development is my commitment to growth just as a person. So we can move on to what we're grateful for. And for me, this might be something tiny. It might be something huge. This morning when I wrote this down, I put cold, wet dog noses. I put the sun above the clouds. I put rain. I just was really connected to what was going on in the environment around me today. But you could put anything. And then I like these things about me today. And I sat for a minute and then I thought about myself. And I really just allowed a quick body scan. And in that body scan, I felt the twinkle in my eye and I could see my grin, even though I wasn't looking in the mirror. And I just really connected to my own tenacity. And I just am the most tenacious human being. And so those are the things I wrote. I think it's really important for you to write something. Don't be afraid to repeat things. You can repeat the same thing every day, but I just want you to notice things about your physical body, things about your internal body, things about your mind. Be willing to see the good in you today. Corinne always talks about loving yourself on the way down, and this is the opportunity to do it. So now we're into the assessment. For me, I assess in the morning before I plan. So before I plan this morning, I assessed for yesterday. So all I did was write down what I actually ate. And then did I eat when I was hungry? Did I stop when I had enough? So there's no drama here. You at this point are just the scientist, not the judge. This is all data. Are there any excuses that I'm using to eat? I didn't have any today, but maybe you put the kids wanted X instead of Y and you had to eat off plan because of that. And the question is, what could you think instead when the excuses come? And maybe you want to practice, I can eat on plan regardless of what the kids want. Or maybe you got invited to a pizza and beer and football party and instead of eating your salad, you did that. So maybe you could tell yourself, well, next time I could say no and not go. I could eat my salad before I leave. I could bring my salad with me to the party, or I could plan ahead for a potential future football, pizza, beer party and plan for pizza and beer. There are a lot of choices here. even if you aren't ready to think the new thoughts, practice them here. It's such great practice. So, did I follow my plan? Why or why not? Look, no drama again. It's a simple yes or no. If you followed your plan, why? In my case, I followed my plan and I put because I was like wanting to. I chose to. I made my plan doable so that I would follow it. If you didn't follow your plan, why not? Tell yourself the truth. Just collect the data right here. What were today's signals that I was hungry and that I had had enough? In my case, it was growling, grumbling stomach, a little bit of headache, and an emptiness inside. And when I noticed I'd had enough, I sighed and I pushed the food away and I noticed my mind was wandering. We have all heard Corinne and Kathy talk about long lists of these, like pushing back, burping. We've heard all kinds of things, being distracted by like their phone or TV. What are your signs today? And then tell yourself again, be honest. Did I follow them? Why or why not? And I put, yes, I was looking for them. I saw them and I chose to act when I saw them. But don't worry about the emotional side of it. Just let the answers be the answers. If you didn't follow them, awesome. Tell yourself why. If you followed them, awesome. Celebrate the win. What can I do to make weight loss easier for myself tomorrow? This is so important because I think a lot of people think this is just the four basics, but in No BS, the four basics are just the bottom line. I'm doing those. So what else? What are you really doing tomorrow to make it easier? So in this case, I put remind myself when thoughts come in, I can feel anything and not eat. So I'm going to practice that. And then I also wrote at dinner, I'm going to practice the caffeine method. And so the idea here is to be specific. Today, I am worth this work, and here's why. So as a recovering people pleaser, I used to think I had to do things for others to be worthy. But now I realize I'm human and I was born worthy. I simply am worthy. And I find my ways to remind myself of that every day here. What do you want to write right here? Three things I did write today. So for me, I put, I planned, I practiced interrupting thoughts when the thoughts weren't serving me, and I did the Kathy method. This is just an area where you get to celebrate you. The sky is the limit. And that is the example of doing our 24-hour plan and assessment. So that's it. It's the end of the day five, and the No BS 2021 Plan Like a Boss Challenge is over. The videos are over. But now you get to go do your 60 days of planning. And I just want to tell you, 60 days of planning in a row is something to celebrate. So get excited. And at the end of the 60 days, if you have planned and assessed every day for the 60 days, you will be part of a special bonus call with Coach Kathy. And that call is on March 8th. So I hope to see you all there. Take care. Happy planning. I'll see you later.